Welcome to Grace and Glory Audio, featuring Pastor P.G. Matthew. Today, Pastor Matthew speaks on the subject of love in this sermon entitled Love One Another, preached May 9th, 2021. If you have your Bible with you, please turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 13, beginning with verse 34.
I believe Black Lives Matter. I believe brown lives matter. I believe white lives matter. I believe yellow lives matter. And last thing, I believe all lives matter. I believe aborted lives matter. 73 million or more being killed by intelligent people around the world per year. And we are told, read Jeremiah 1:5.
Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nation.
Before I formed you in the womb, I loved you. This is a cursed nation because we kill people in the womb. May God have mercy upon us.
Yes, yes, Lord. Have mercy, Lord.
Salvatore J. Cordiglione, maybe Italian, Archbishop of San Francisco, oppose abortion, and we stand with him, Catholic bishop. Abortion is murder, sir. Deuteronomy 5:17, we read, abortion is murder. And we got used to abortion. Millions, millions and millions. 73 to 100 million per year, sir. Sophisticated, cultured people kills. May God have mercy upon those who killed babies. If you trust in Jesus, God will forgive you. 1 Samuel 16:7 says, the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance, color, height, weight, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, color, height, weight. But the Lord looks at the heart, mind, will, emotion. All are sinners. One must trust in Jesus Christ to be saved, to be a saint, to be in the family of God. God looks at the heart, not the square feet of your house, not the number of bathrooms you have. Mark 7:20-23, he went on, what comes out of a man, not black, white, or Asian, is what makes him unclean. For from within out of men's hearts come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evil come from inside. A man make him unclean. 13 sins and more. Every sinner is unclean. And if you are a sinner hearing my voice, I have good news for you. Christ will forgive our sins. He forgave my sins. He justified me. Your color does not define you. God sees 13 sins and more when he looks at the heart of a sinner. Point number one, Christ is in all who trust in Jesus Christ, the only Savior. He is the boss, eternal, infinite, holy, triune, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, everywhere present. Colossians 3:11, listen. Here there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. All who trust in Jesus. Number two, the Father is in all who trust in Jesus Christ. Your color doesn't matter, sir. Your degree doesn't matter. Ephesians 4:6, there is one God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, in all. Your color doesn't matter, sir. The Holy Spirit is in all who trust in Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit is around us as a wall of fire. Holy Spirit is in us, with us. We live in God. He rules us, sir. Do you know Scripture? Romans 8:11-14. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who lives in you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh, in the Greek, to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, sinful nature, you will die. But thank God, Spirit lives in us. By the Spirit, we kill sin. Yes. Yes. And by the Spirit, we obey God. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live, because those who are being led by the Spirit, the Spirit of God, are the sons of God. Number four, God's church is a family without discrimination on the basis of money or color or anything. Family, sir. God's church is a family. We are brothers and sisters, fathers and mothers. Galatians 6:10, therefore, as we have opportunity, Let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. And we practice in this church. We introduced fellowship. Fellowship means talk to one another and find out what that person's needs are and then take care of it by your money. Your money, sir. Put it in the pocket. Take care of that person. We are related to each other by regeneration and justification and adoption. God adopted us into His family. We are brothers and sisters and fathers and mothers. Ephesians 2:19. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household. Get into your holy head. There is no discrimination in the church, in God's church, because church is a family, church is God's household. Ephesians 3:14 and 15, for this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom His whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. God is our Father. Our Father used to be devil. All children of Adam were children of the devil. And if you want theology, I will give you theology. 1 Timothy 3:15, if I am delayed, you will know how people ought to behave themselves in God's household, God's family, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of truth. Somebody read Matthew 12:50.
For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother.
Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother, sister, and mother. There is no discrimination in God's church. Number 5, all God's people are in the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. All are four loved, who said? John Murray, Professor John Murray. Foreknown, predestinated, called, regenerated, repenting and believing, justified, adopted, being sanctified to be glorified. Ordo salutis. What does that mean? Order of salvation. Can you imagine? The Father is in us, the Son is in us, and the Holy Spirit is in us. As the boss, He is teaching us how to live, how to kill sin, how to obey God. Number 6, all were sinners. Tulip, T stands for what?
Total
depravity. We were totally depraved. But God saved us. John 8:44, you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language. He is a liar and father of all lies. And this is true of all people who do not trust in Jesus Christ alone and be saved. Our father was the devil. But thank God, Heavenly Father is now our Father. Matthew 6:9. This then is how you should pray: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Father is no longer the devil. 1 John 5:19. We know that we are children of God, and the whole world is under the control of the devil. Vast majority of the people of the world are controlled by the devil. Kings and queens and presidents and prime ministers. 7. Now we are all children of God, all means all who trusted in Christ. This is called substitutionary atonement. We sinned, he died. Jesus died in elect's behalf. 2 Corinthians 5:19-21. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. Thank God. Substitutionary atonement. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. We are clothed with Christ's righteousness all the time. Triune God looks at us. We are dressed in the righteousness of God. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thank God, sir. When you understand theology, you will shout. Shout unto God with the voice of praise. Acts 16:30-31. He, the Philippian jailer, brought them out, Paul and Silas. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? This is the first question all people must ask. What must I do to be saved? They replied, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved and your household. Jesus became the Savior of all who obey him. If you confess with your mouth, Jesus is my Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. 8. Those who are children of God must love one another sacrificially as God loves us. In the Old Testament and New Testament, there is a change in love. In the Old Testament, you love your neighbor as yourself. In the New Testament, John 13:34-35, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. That's why be introduced to fellowship, to find out the need of your brother or sister or father or mother. And put the hand in the pocket or write a check. You cannot take money with you, sir. You know, the goal of people who have nothing to do with God, to retire well. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Christ loved us and died on the cross for us. He did not commit any sin. He took our sin and our guilt and our punishment and our hell. Hallelujah. Theology says on the cross Christ went to hell. Yes. 1 John 3:16 and 17. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions, which everyone has, and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, he is not saved. How can the love of God be in him? James 2:18 through 21. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. You believe there is one God. Good. Faith has three aspects. What is the first? Knowledge. Second is assensus. You agree the Bible is true, but that's not faith. Even the demons believe that and shudder. You foolish man. Do you want proof, evidence? That faith without deeds is useless? Was not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous when he did what he did, when he offered his son Isaac? God was testing him. Take your son, your only son, son whom you love, Isaac. But he did. But he was spared. Isaac was spared because his death cannot save himself. But another one did. Take your son, your only son, son whom you love, Jesus. Jesus died for us and we are saved. 1 John has 4 pages in our Bible. 44 times sacrificial love is used. I ask you, what did you do with your money? And Jesus loved us. John 13:12-17. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes, returned to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them, you call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, which is the work of a slave. He became a slave, Jesus. You should wash one another's feet. You see, sir, do the work of a slave, washing the feet, dusty feet, dirty feet. Jesus did that. Love one another. Love your wife as Christ loved the church and died for her. And love your brother is the same way, and sister. Number 9, election. Christ died only for the elect. And I don't understand election. Thank God I am an elect. Christ died for me. I don't understand it. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. For those God foreknew. What is the meaning of foreknew? Who said that? John Murray, Westminster Seminary. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those He predestined, He also called. And those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified. Theology matters, sir. Think, sir. Finally, conclusion. For God so loved the world of all elect sinners, He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Sir, one thing is needful. That is not retiring well. I am preaching the gospel, sir. Trust in Jesus and be saved forever. All elect sinners will believe in Jesus and be saved. Heavenly Father, we pray that You help us to trust in Jesus Christ alone and be saved in Jesus' name. Amen.
Grace Valley Christian Center is committed to the unchanging truth of the Holy Scriptures. We have been proclaiming the whole counsel of God since 1974 through our weekly worship services, our website resources, and our publishing ministry. For more information about our church, to find more edifying sermons, or to order books by the Reverend P.G. Matthew, please visit our website at gracevalley.org.